Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, obviously, there's a lot more negatives than that we're used to. So, you know, we got to come back tomorrow and clean up the negatives. And, you know, obviously still take some good for this game, but definitely got to clean up the negatives.
All right, that's Bills safety Taylor Rapp. And the Bills actually, I know Drake May had a lot of yards passing, and they got really beat by Stephon Diggs, but everything they kept everything underneath, and a lot of it was yards after catch. They didn't get hit by explosive plays other than yards after catch, nothing over the top. That's something you want to always keep in mind. I know there's been a lot of concern about the safety play, but this wasn't a team that likes to do that anyway. Next week's a little different. That's a team in the Atlanta Falcons that'll push the ball down the field a little more. And they're going to have to, be just as good in that area. But I didn't have a problem with, the safety play. It was the corners with the outside. It was covering one-on-one Stephon Diggs in this one. That was a big issue for the Bills. They lose 23-20 to the New England Patriots. They fall to 4-1. Taking your phone calls here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Billy is in Toronto. Hi, Billy. You're on WGR.
Hey, Sal. Yeah, good to hear the story with you and getting that dog. You know, I love a dog story. I mean, the same with me here in Toronto. Me and my wife went out and she said she wanted a big dog like you got. So we were either going to get this, Sal. We were either going to get a Great Dane or a St. Bernard. But we found out that they have a shorter shelf life. Sal, I can't make this up. But guess what kind of dog she came home with? Sal, she comes home with a Chihuahua.
I love it.
But Sal, I'll tell you, this dog was the funkiest dog around. 18 years we had him, Sal. And I'll tell you, man, this guy just owned me.
My wife
was the pack leader. But these dogs, man, God bless you for getting one. We weren't blessed with children. And when this guy finally left us, man, I'll tell you what a hit I took. But anyway, that's, good for you for getting a dog. And I hope you have a lot of fun with him. Sal, listen, I've phoned you a number of times, and I've said, what are we worrying about? Nothing to worry. We're going to the Super Bowl, blah, 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 blah. But you know what? I'm now starting to get a little annoyed. I really am, and I'm not worried about New England being a team in our division. New England's not going to be there when it's over, and I feel we are. But my God, we got to get it together. The last three games, and I know we put the points on the board, but I think I want us to do something different in with our offense. I mean, I know you want to mix it up, run and pass, but I'll tell you this, Sal, and I'm embarrassed to say this because of watching so much sports, but I fell asleep at halftime and seeing that, not halftime, when New England went up to take the lead, I think it was 14-10, and I missed the rest of the game, so I may be off base about what happened in the second half, but it just seemed Josh was running all over the place. It just seemed like he couldn't get set. I want us to go downfield a lot more, and you know, you can say, well, you know, the big weapon that we had was on the other team yesterday, but But I don't care if we don't complete those passes. We've got to show that a little bit more that we're going to. I used to love the Josh of old that would just rear back and sling it all over the field. I get you got to run it. I get you got to do the little things. But, okay, Buffalo, this is three games in a row now. I've just about had enough now. Let's get it together. Let's go in Atlanta, get the win, and let's get back on track.
Yeah, I get you. And I think there's a lot that's baked into that, Billy. Thanks for the call, and I'll touch on it, which is we're not seeing the separation early on from the wide receivers, and I don't know why Josh left a couple clean pockets last night. There's a video floating around. I think Warren Sharp just did one. And look, you have the best quarterback in the league, arguably, the league MVP. So it's not a, oh my God, you know, what's going on with Josh Allen, but he's also, you know, not above making mistakes. And he threw a ball that he shouldn't have thrown, maybe on a pick. And then later, it's the drive that, you know, ultimately ended in the field goal. The play that he threw to Shakir, that a lot of people thought was interference. I did. They didn't throw the flag. It looks like he has Curtis Samuel open. He leaves the pocket a little early. If he doesn't leave the pocket, and he shouldn't have had to leave the pocket, by the way, he probably hits or maybe sees Samuel for a touchdown. But anyway, those are things that little things that add up. Maybe he left the pocket a little early because he didn't want to get hit because he had been hit on the knee and he was limping a little bit. So that's also a factor. I'm not sure. The left tackle, Deion Dawkins, was engaged. The end was crashing a little bit, but he had him engaged. Josh just hangs in the pocket a second longer. He probably sees Samuel. It's a touchdown. These are the little things that matter, but you put yourself in that position with three turnovers and penalties, and that's the biggest point of what happened on offense yesterday. John and Clarence. Hi, John. You're on WGR.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for my call. I'm a little late coming to the morning shows here, so please forgive me. A lot of guys added to what I was going to say, but as far as our defense is concerned, this isn't anything new, what we've been watching here so far. After that first game against Baltimore, I thought to myself, well, if our defense looks like this in week 5-6, then I think it's time to get concerned, and I think that time is now. Receivers are getting so much separation from our secondary, and it seems to be an ongoing issue. And we have been dealing with this issue for years in our secondary. As far as our offense is concerned, I agree with the last caller. I like to see this ball being thrown downfield. I mean, if you got the MVP, you know, half of our throws are our sideline throws, relying on our offensive linemen to pave the way for these guys. We got the best arm, the best quarterback in football. Let them loose. I mean, let the guy loose. And our receivers, when Josh Allen is scrambling back here, our receivers have to create some separation for this guy. And it just seems that that's been lacking for a long time. And I appreciate you taking my call. Thanks again.
Yeah, John, I'll just point out, Josh Allen averaged over 8 yards an attempt last night. They did throw the ball downfield, maybe not over the top of the defense, if that's what you're looking for. I get it. But they actually threw the ball downfield last night. And they had their share of behind the line and screens. I understand that. But, you know, Dalton Kincaid, those are mid-level throws, right? Keon Coleman had one. You had one of Josh Palmer. And, like, I mean, you know, just because it doesn't go over the top 70 yards, right, which with the show the big arm, I get that. You want that. And those are a little, you know, risky and they can result in completions. But they did actually throw the ball a little bit downfield last night. I just want to point that out.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So, all right, I don't know if John's still with me. I get it, though. I know. You want to see a bomb down the field, right? Throw it deep. Show the arm. Yes. But 8.61 yards per attempt, 8.16 yards per attempt last night from Josh Allen. Let's go to Joe in Tonawanda. Hi, Joe. You're on WGR.
Hey, Sal. A lot more fun calling in on a victory Monday, but appreciate you doing this. And I mean, yeah. You got to be a little silly on days like this just to keep yourself happy. So it's always a pleasure calling in to Sal Capaccio.
Well, you know what? I do this for you. I do this for you guys out there, Bills fans, you know, to call up and get off their chests what is on their chest and maybe make you feel a little bit better, that it's a little therapeutic and you said what you needed to say. So that's why I do it, and that's why I'm here, Joe. So thank you.
I appreciate it, Sal. You're the best therapist I've ever had.
I love it. Go ahead.
Well, one question for you, Sal, and it might be a bit of a silly question, but with you being on the sidelines, something that I wonder, I know you're a seam head too. You like baseball. You know, in baseball, when a pitcher doesn't have his fastball, he's having an off night, you often see him on a short leash. They go to the bullpen, they bring in somebody new. You know, last night, Josh is getting, he had a couple odd reads on the read option. He throws an interception. Are there conversations on the sideline ever in games like that where it's, hey, Josh, take a seat for a little bit. Maybe we'll put Mitch in there, kind of relief out.
No, not even close to their
showers.
No, not even close. There shouldn't be, and that would be, I'm sorry, Joe, but ridiculous. You actually think they should do that or no?
I just remember back in the day when Marv would put in Frank Reich to spell Jim every now and then. And
he did not do that. I don't remember that. He played for him when he was hurt.
Well, I'm a little long in the tooth, so I might be misremembering, but I just wanted to see if you thought.
And by the way, Josh made a couple mistakes last night, but man, he wasn't like terrible by any means. He was 22 of 31, 253, a couple of touchdowns, an interception, but no, that does not happen, nor should it happen. The minute if they sit Josh Allen down because he had a wrong read on a read option or threw a red zone pick to bring in Mitch Trubisky, the phone lines would light up way more today with people really mad about that, and they should be. So, not that I know of, there's never a conversation like that, and I would never endorse that happening.
Good to know, Sal.
Yeah.
That's good intel.
Yeah, you got it. Thanks, Joe. No way. And I'm not telling you Josh is perfect, not telling you that there isn't a time where, you know, they're getting beat pretty badly, and towards the end of a game, you take him out, but he's your best chance to win. I don't care if he's having the worst game of his life through three quarters. If that game's close, he's your quarterback because he's the guy that can bring you back. I think this is Jerry is what it says here in a car. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Sal. It's Terry.
Thank you. I apologize.
I was watching from the road last night, and I just like to talk about fan responsibility. I forgot to bring the sleepwear I wear for Bills games, and I didn't have it, and I was nervous that we wouldn't win, and then we didn't, and so I'd like to apologize to all the Bills Mafia.
It's okay. What did you? You were supposed to wear white, and you didn't. Is that what you're saying?
No, just my usual.
Oh yeah. Well, are you you're superstitious, Terry? Is that what it is?
Jerry. No, I'm just kind of playing around. Wanted to say that. But I was nervous the whole game. And so I just, like, so nervous because, I don't know, I'm just nervous. And especially how it started out and everything. So I decided I've got to, like, look at the game and just sort of enjoy seeing these amazing athletes. And, you know, it's too bad he was on the other team at the time, but it was really fun watching Drake May. I mean, he's fun to watch in the way that Josh was.
Yeah, I mean, I think that they think they found something in him, and I don't disagree. He's not Josh Allen, but he is a very good young quarterback. He's mobile. He makes plays. He was Houdini last night a couple times. He had an excellent fourth quarter. And, you know, they should be very excited in New England with this young quarterback. And if you're looking at it from a football perspective, which you are, Jerry, then it's going to be really interesting watching these two guys battle over the next several years.
Yeah, definitely. And just one other thing. So we have a mixed breed Great Pyrenees and stuff, and they're wonderful dogs, but they have a mind of their own and all. But but they're so lovable. Yes. And I love hugging mine, like the bigness of it. So
how big is your dog?
He's a mixed breed, so okay. He's in his 70.
Okay. I think ours is going to get to about, they said 110 or 120 pounds, so that's really big.
Oh, my God, he's a puppy? Oh,
yeah, right now, yeah. Yeah,
I've been pulled over and arms pulled out. And we're like, this is our last, we're in our 60s
I got it.
And 70s, and it was like, this is our last big dog, forget it.
Thank you very much, Jerry. I appreciate you, and sorry about the name mispronunciation earlier. Thank you.
I don't care.
Yeah, you got it, you got it. Thank you. We'll take one more here from Mike before we go to a break. Hi, Mike.
Sal, what's going on?
Just taking some phone calls like you, buddy.
Yeah, thanks for taking the call. Make sure you get yourself a big pooper scooper with a dog that big. You're going to need a big bucket.
I've already experienced that part of it over the last weekend, yes, for sure.
You got it. So, speaking of pooper scooper, I'm going to talk about Brandon Bean here real quick. I know, and I don't always get along, agree with Jeremy White, but I'll tell you, with the receiver thing, it's going on. I agree with Jeremy 100%. He's lost on the receiver. You're ruining a perfect good quarterback, and I feel we're at the end of our window. I think we missed our window, and that's sad, because we've had a lucky schedule to be playing crummy teams at the beginning of this year. And every game, I get the NFL is close, but the Saints stink, Miami stinks, Baltimore, look what they did. We thought we were some heroes beating them. We got lucky with those games. And, you know, it's about time the media steps up and starts asking Bean more of these tough questions.
Stop. What do you mean? What do you mean? He has been. He came on this radio station to fire back. We do. And by the way, we don't just talk to him every day, Mike. It doesn't work like that.
One time, but you guys got to start when you have him.
We do. We do ask him. Mike, stop. Don't make this about the media. Okay, so if I, what would you like me to ask Brandon Bean the next time he has a media availability, which, by the way, does not happen during the season, just so you know.
But why doesn't it? You guys need to call him on the carpet.
Mike, would you like to know that's not how it works? We are allowed to talk to Brandon Bean when the team says he has a media availability, like around a trade deadline. Wait, hold on, Mike. I'm explaining it to you so you know how it works, okay? Like around a trade deadline, around the draft, we don't just have – he's not like Sean McDermott where we have him weekly a couple times before a game and then on a radio program. It doesn't work like that. That's not how the job works.
But you get McDermott on and everything's a big – rubbing him on the shoulders during the press conference when he has his press conference. How about we ask some tough questions and stop being soft with the guy?
Okay, it's about the media. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate your call. We'll take a timeout. Thanks a lot for the calls. We'll get some more of them after this timeout here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.